Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, in Harrisburg, the big news this week is there's sudden great movement on the state budget. Big contrast from last year. What's some of your observations here?
Well, it's very interesting in this election year that the House Democrats are actually taking a lead this year in moving some appropriation bills. We expect to see those bills up for an actual final passage vote next week, although we're not sure at this point in time where the revenue is coming from. We are seeing that Pennsylvania is currently around $476 million short in revenue, but at the same time, the House Democrats are fulfilling their responsibility in moving these appropriations bills forward when last year we didn't see anything from the House Democrats, who have the responsibility to move the budget bill. So this is a big improvement from last year as far as the process. I'm not sure as far as the numbers, because the governor, again, wants $1 billion in increased spending. So we'll see where this process goes. That will mean that the first of the bills should be over to the Senate before we have a break over the Easter season.
There's also a lot of activity in the committees. I know you're a member of the State Government Committee. An interesting bill recently came through there about robocalls, something everybody hates because they always come at dinner time. What's going on here?
This is a very interesting bill. It is sponsored by our Republican chair, Carrie Bettinghoff from Center County. The bill is quite simple. It basically says that any political robocall in the state of Pennsylvania must have a paid for and identifying source at the end or at the beginning of that robocall, so that it can't just be a robocall that's sent into somebody's district without the person who is at the brunt of that robocall not being able to find out what the source is and who the source is of that robocall.
And historically, this has been a longstanding dirty trick in Pennsylvania politics.
Absolutely. There's been members in our caucus who've been at the end of these robocalls and unfortunately have never been able to identify the political entity source of those nasty robocalls.
There's also a lot of talk about the I-80 project. The federal government still has yet to voice their decision on this. What's going on here? What are we hearing from some other parts of the state?
Well, Congressman Glenn Thompson, G.T. Thompson, is my congressman. He's really taking a real lead on this issue. We are still waiting for Ray LaHood from the Federal Department of Transportation to give us a decision on I-80. What we've been saying all along, those who oppose the tolling of I-80, is the revenue from the tolling of I-80 will be going mostly to Philadelphia's transportation system. And this was said very clearly this week by former Senator Bob Wunderling, who is now the chairperson of the Philly Chamber, who has stated that they need that revenue from I-80 tolling for transportation in the city of Philadelphia. This is something we've been saying all along, those who oppose a tolling, is this is a way for this governor and others to see that revenue go to Philly, no matter what it does to northwestern Pennsylvania and all of the businesses across that corridor.
And of course, it's about that time that people start thinking about fishing season. I understand that there's information available if people need it.
Absolutely. The trout stocking schedules are available in my district offices, both in Kane and in Warren. People can contact the office for the schedules. And I know my staff is also taking those schedules out to all the sportsmen's stores. I know how our fishermen like to fish in northwestern Pennsylvania. So stop by and pick up those trout schedules.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.